One of the things we do at Christmas time is tell stories while we hang ornaments on the tree. Each ornament has a story. You've got a whale for Jonah, and a ram to represent Isaac and Jacob, and angels to represent the host on Christmas Eve, and you've got the kitty in the basket just because God has a sense of humor. Well, I had a wonderful plan this past Christmas for our decorating. My husband and I bought a 4-foot tree for the kids' room. This way, the kids could have their tree to decorate, and I could focus on the big one and get them out from underfoot. The night that we decorated the tree, I set out the unbreakable ornaments for the kids to hang, first on their little tree, and then on the big one. You wouldn't believe how fast two little kids can go through ornaments. They were back asking me for more before I could even open the next box. I started to get frustrated, but instead of taking a minute to just calm down, sip some eggnog, relax, I hurried and fretted and barked at them. All of a sudden, I found myself wishing for the year before, the Christmas that three of us came down with the H1N1 flu. It forced us to slow down. We couldn't really do anything else. That year, the decorations went up over the course of a month. I didn't try to write a Christmas letter. I didn't do much baking. We just rested. We listened to Christmas music. We enjoyed our church services. We snuggled. We made simple gifts for our family and friends. We didn't rush. We didn't worry. And you know, it was one of the best Christmases I could remember.